I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever left a theater in the middle of a movie? And why? And the more ridiculous reason, the better this is, it seems. From text again, I was very pregnant years ago when Titanic came out. Just before the ship went under, my water broke.
No.
And we had to rush out. Oh, my God.
Come on. There's all that water in the movie.
This person has a great sense of humor. Oh. P.S. I heard Jack didn't make it.
Oh, that's good. She had good sense of humor.
You heard correctly.
Correct. Yeah.
All these years later, yes. All right. I promised to tell my story of why I had to leave in the middle of a movie and I had to be forcibly removed. It's not what you're thinking, but I still remember it to this day. And I'm still upset with my father.
Oh.
See, I was about 15.
Okay.
He took all my siblings and I to see, I don't know, some G-rated movie.
Okay.
But years ago, they showed a preview movie before the main attraction.
Yeah.
We're about halfway through the warm-up movie, and I still remember to the day the name of it, Vanishing Point.
Okay.
Some type of a Western.
Okay.
But in this one scene, and keep in mind, my father was very strict about language and nudity and that type of thing. Right in the middle of the scene, this woman gallops up on a horse. As she's getting closer, my eyes are beginning to come out of my head. She comes right up, so she's taking up the entire giant screen.
Okay.
She has no top on.
Oh.
They're bouncing as she's riding on the horse.
God.
My father was so outraged, he jumps up in the theater. I'm going to speak to the manager. Oh. This is wrong.
Yeah.
And he orders all of us to follow him.
Oh.
And they all did except me. I was sitting there entranced by what I was seeing.
I'm sure.
He grabs me by the arm and I had such a death grip on that armrest.
Booties.
I swear I broke the wood right off it as he pulled me away. How dare he?
Oh, that's the only other...
A moment of glory. After that, it was... I had to go back to trying to find his National Geographics.
There you go. Oh, dads.
With those women in the mud huts down by the river.
Oh, yeah. They let it all out.
Oh, baby.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.